Well, I'm back, like the proverbial bus. You don't get any for a month, and then they all turn up in one within 5 minutes. Anyway, I think it's time for toast. Time for tea and toast. I've had a cup of tea this morning, and I'm going to have some toast. I'm actually a bit fed up with this. There's a draft in this room. Now, before we lived here, and probably when this house was built, it was built with underfloor heating. And there's these grills. There's one at the front of the house, and the living room goes from front to back, and so there's another one at the back. And when we first moved in, we didn't know they were there. They were covered up by laminated flooring. But after we had the fire, I suppose they didn't realise, the people who put the flooring down, that it didn't matter if they were covered up. So they left them uncovered, and we seem to, we don't always get it, but it must depend on when the wind's in a certain direction. It causes a draft. I'm just going to, oh my goodness, it's very windy. Listen to that. I think it's stopped raining now, though. It was raining hard. Oof. I do not want to go out in that. Not even to take the dogs out. I think I'm just going to let them out the door. They've been out already.
Facebook notification. Facebook. Gemma Brown also commented on a post in Guide Dogs Coffee.
Oh, for goodness sake. When will I ever learn to turn my notifications off? Or Lamb is dreaming, listen. That's Toof Toof. Poor old Toof Toof. Very cold and windy. Now, this radio is not tuned in very well.
Just 4, possibly 5 Celsius. There'll be a couple of wintry showers later on too, but generally dry through the night. A sharp frost tomorrow.
That's better. Dishwasher's finished. Turn that off.
Call James.
03. Oh, wrong switch.
1-1. This is
Call James. Oh, that dishwasher heat was really nice. So, let's make tea and toast. You can go on top of the Tassimo. I got some different bread from Tesco's this week. I got the Bloomer loaf, because I find the Tesco's or any, oh, it's not Tesco's, Hovis or King's Mill, any of the normal sliced bread is completely and utterly tasteless. The trouble with this one is it's very difficult to make sandwiches with, because you can get some bits that are the same. It's a funny shape. You can get some bits that are the same size, but of course they go smaller at each end, and they don't fit in the toaster that well, actually. I can see that getting stuck. I'm going to have to put them end upwards, and then they're probably not going to toast properly. I might have to turn them round. The difference in the flavour is unbelievable. For a start, when you open the cupboard, I usually keep my bread in the fridge, actually, but this week I didn't, because for the simple reason, it was full up and there wasn't any room for it. But you can smell the bread when you open the cupboard door. That horrible old sliced crap, you just can't smell it. It doesn't taste of anything, doesn't smell of anything. Now, I'm going to have some real butter, if I can find it. I've got a new one, and I've got one that's nearly finished, and I can't find either of them. Butter? I've got margarine, but hey-ho, I hate margarine on toast. I had a bit of a boo-hoo with Tesco, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Not a boo-hoo, a boo-boo. Where the hell? Okay. Don't panic. Get this out, because it gives it a chance to warm up, even if it's just for a few minutes while the toast is toasting. What happened with Tesco's, I was having very bad trouble with the website for some reason. I don't know whether it was JAWS, computer. God, where's the lid off the butter? Honestly, it is. And what happened was, I love plums. And I usually buy 4 packs of plums. They're ripe and at home ones. They're usually about £1. Sometimes they're less than that if they're on special offer, but they weren't. So I ordered 4 packs of plums. Now, they didn't appear to be in my basket. It didn't say they were in my basket when I went down past them again to go to the next item to add. And what's more, when I looked at my basket, they didn't appear to be there, because they should have been the last item that was added. So I added them again. Or I added them, and then they showed up. That's good. 4 packs of plums. So then, this could have been worse, because it could have been something else that would have been more of a waste of time. Then I ordered some peaches. They weren't the ripened at home peaches, they were the sweet peaches. Oh, that toast is struggling to come up. Sweet peaches, and they were £3, I think three. And they weren't available, so guess what then? Actually turn this around, this toast. Might get a bit burnt in places. I won't leave it in full time. They weren't available, so they didn't substitute them with ripen at home peaches or ripen at home nectarines or any other kind of fruit. They substituted them with plums, which you would think is a bit crazy considering I already had 4 packs of plums, ripened at home. So we get to the crux of the matter. Now, I had 5 packs of ripened at home plums. And when they came, I actually had 9 packs of plums, and I didn't realise till after they left. Mind you, I love plums, and they will all get eaten, all by me. You get 6 in a pack. They're quite big plums, are these ones. And they are absolutely gorgeous. Sometimes they're not as nice, but these ones are really nice, which is just as well, otherwise it would have been a total waste of money. But I can't believe that they didn't question it. Well, I suppose there's no reason why they should question it, but why? They already saw that I had 8 packs of plums. Why would they give me another pack instead of peaches? I can't quite fathom that. It's not the first time they've done it, but so the first time I added the plums, guess what? They went in the basket, but they didn't show. And the same thing happened to me. I got Ronan a pack of, I can't remember, there are 2 or 4 chocolate croissants. I think you get 4 in a pack. Bread is so lovely toasted. I don't put too much. It's absolutely lovely bread. So even after, yeah, the plum disaster, came another one. Well, it wasn't that much of a disaster. We ended up with 2 packets. The same thing must have happened. Same thing happened. 2 packets of the chocolate croissants. I don't eat them, so. Actually, I'll tell a lie, I did have one. Because he made himself 3 one morning. I said, you do not need 3 of them. He said, yes, I do, I'll eat them. Oh, I said, we'll see. Can I have one? He said, no. And then a few minutes later, he came and he went, do you want a chocolate croissant? Okay, I'll rest my case. So yeah, I had a bit of a nightmare with Tesco's last week. It usually takes me no time at all. It's so easy. But actually, another thing happened. I wanted to put in 4 1-litre bottles, because there was a special offer of them on them, of strawberry flavoured spring water, which I did. I had the most terrible trouble adding it. It wouldn't add. And guess what came?
I don't know how this happened, 4 litre bottles and 4 smaller bottles of all the same drink. Anyway, I'm off to eat my toast and I'll speak to you soon. Public play, button, 0%. Oh, shut up.